How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week. We pick up our study here in Mark chapter 8, verse number 34. Mark 8, verse 34. And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. So here the Lord, having asked his disciples earlier in the chapter, who do the people say that I am? And who do you say that I am? And of course, Peter declared what they believed is that he was the Messiah. He's the Christ. He's the Redeemer. He's the Savior. They thought that he would be Savior of the nation immediately, but the Lord came fulfilling the scriptures and the scriptures that they missed, that he would come as a Savior for sinners first. He will come with a mighty hand and stretched out arm to deliver Israel one day. He will do that. But first he came as Savior. Peter, earlier in the chapter had told the Lord, said, no, you're not going to die. You're not going to suffer. You're not going to be rejected. They totally missed it, what the Lord said. The Lord rebukes Peter there before his disciples openly. He says, get thee behind me, Satan, in verse number 33. You don't savor the things that be of God. You savor the things of you, of men. And so then they're teaching his disciples and teaching the people that are there near. The Lord, he sets straight about the way it is. Whosoever, verse 34, will come after me, let him deny himself. If you're going to follow me, you've got to believe me, take me at my word, and deny what you think. And you know what? That's an impossible thing to do. It's only possible by the salvation of the Lord. But that's true. Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. You've got to forget what Jim wants. That's my name. You've got to forget what you want. What makes sense to us, or what we think is the right way. We've got to put that aside. We've got to put aside what we want, what we want to pursue, what we want to accomplish. We've got to deny ourselves. We must deny what we think would be natural and normal that we would do or pursue in this life. We've got to deny self. He says here, we've got to take up his cross, a burden to be born. Jesus came bearing a burden, and he's the King of Glory. There is blessing indeed. There's blessing in salvation and being rescued and saved by the Lord. Indeed, there is. But after the child of God is saved, there will be blessings, and blessings abound. But there is going to be hardship and tribulation too, because If we live for Christ, we will be rejected by this world. And we have fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ because we are joint heirs together with Christ and we have the same spirit. But there is that element that we are rejected by the world. They rejected our Savior. As Jesus said to those women that were weeping for him as he left Pilate's judgment hall and the Roman soldiers were taking him through Jerusalem to Golgotha, there were those women there that were weeping for him. And he says, daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me. Weep for your children. If they do this in a green tree, what shall they do in the dry? I mean, if the Savior is there and God Almighty in the flesh is at hand, and it was proven by what he preached and what he did, how he lived, how he walked, it was proven. If they do that when I am here, what will they do when I'm gone physically? There's a burden to be born. There's a desire for sinners to be born. Jesus came and did what he did. He went to the cross for sinners' sakes, that sinners might be saved. Indeed, our Lord denied himself, didn't he? And he shouldered up under the burden of that which he'd been given by the Father to do. And he did so willingly so that a sinner like you and me can be saved. Saved by paying for salvation? No. Saving by making a promise or a vow to the Lord? No. But saved by repenting of our sins before God, admitting before God that we're guilty and we deserve hell. We deserve His righteous judgment upon us. Saved by repenting and trusting in Christ. To know and believe that when Jesus died and came and lived, suffered blood and died, was buried and rose again, that He did it for you. To have faith in Him, to come unto Him. Whosoever will come after me, verse 34 of Mark 8, let him deny himself, take up his cross, that burden, that calling, that directive of the Lord to the child, and follow me. Peter didn't want to follow the Lord earlier, did he? He said, far be it from thee, Lord. He began to rebuke the Lord. Lord, you're not going to suffer. You're not going to be rejected. We won't let that happen. You're surely not going to die. The Lord said, get thee behind me, Satan. You want what a man wants. Our Lord denied himself and he took up the burden. Our Lord, becoming a man, and he is a man. He is God. But he is a man. He laid down seeking to have his own family and his own career and his own pursuit of prosperity in this world for us. Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. We must follow our Lord in his example. We must follow our Lord in his word. And then the Lord tells this. He speaks to Peter. He speaks to other disciples. He speaks to us and the other people around. He says in verse 35, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Peter's not looking to suffer or be rejected or to be killed. He has great respect and love for the Lord, and so certainly he wouldn't want the Lord, those things that happen to the Lord, and rebuke the Lord, and the Lord set him straight. And he said, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Peter, apostles, people under the hearing of my ear, folks that read this word, you save your life for yourself, you'll lose it. You save the life, this physical life here, you'll lose your life eternally. But those that come after the Lord must deny self, take up the cross, and follow Him. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's. So to line up with the Lord and believe what He says, to hear the Lord speaking and to draw that to heart, know that that's the way to walk. That's the way to live. That's the way to walk with the Savior by His command and His word. Lose his life, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's. The death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, it must be declared. That's the means by which our Lord has made that the word of God, the seed of God's word, the declaration and proclamation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ must go forth. And we, as the children of God, must be willing to lose our life for His sake and for the furtherance of that message that He brought to us, for the sake of others. Is it only important that I'm saved? No, it's important that others be saved too. Granted, my soul is the most important, closest to me. You understand that. The same way with you. You must deal with self before you can deal with another. But the thing is that the Lord used people to bring, and the means of people to bring His gospel to me. I must carry it to others as His child. But whoso shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. The salvation of life, hearing and obeying the Lord, following Him, walking with Him, right on into eternity. He gives this consideration. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world? Let's say, don't come after Christ. Don't deny yourself. Don't take up His cross and don't follow Him. Put those things aside and gain all that the world has. Pursue after that, but then lose your soul. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or when it gets down to it, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Will you take the things of this world and try to trade it in for the salvation of your soul? God owns it all. He outlives us all. It's all His. He created it. You can't give to Him what is already His. And that, the Scripture bears out, that sinners are not redeemed by the things of this world, but by the precious blood of Christ. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous, sinful generation. That's what I mentioned earlier. The Lord has magnified His word above His name. Ashamed of His word. Ashamed that it's the truth. Ashamed to follow it. Ashamed to stand in it. Of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Hear the Lord. Believe his word. Repent of your sins and trust in him. And follow after Christ. Follow after Christ. Follow after our great God and King by that narrow way that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. We who are saved, may we understand the big picture, and may we see the big picture that God sees. May we hear Him and believe Him and trust Him in His word. May God help us that we take it to heart and be a good witness of it unto others. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with His word and His truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.